Послушайте Аманду и Фран в аптеке.
I need to buy cold cream and a box of tissues.
I never use cold cream. It costs too much. Do you usually buy your makeup here? This store is for rich people, not for poor people like us.
True, but I can't find good products in our neighborhood.
Let me tell you something. I can't buy things in this drugstore because the prices are too high.
Good afternoon, ladies. Can I help you?
I need a comb, a brush, and some hairspray. I also would like to buy a toothbrush and some toothpaste. How much is it?
The toothbrush is $2.75 and the toothpaste is $2.25.
Do you see what I mean? You are going to spend a lot of money.
I would also like to see some makeup. Blush, lipstick, and mascara, please. Oh, and some nail polish remover, too.
Do you know something? You spend too much money.
It doesn't matter. These things are not for me. They are for my husband.
What?
Oh, don't misunderstand me. I mean that I spend so much money to look beautiful for him.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Богатые люди.
Rich people.
Бедные люди.
Poor people.
Микрорайон.
Neighborhood.
Что-то.
Something.
Тратить деньги.
Spend money.
Ничего.
It doesn't matter.
Столько.
So much.
Красивый.
Beautiful.
Послушайте наш диалог.
Do you sell fruit here?
No. To buy fruit, you have to go to the supermarket or to the vegetable store.
Do you have cigarettes and lighters?
Yes, those I have.
I also need deodorant, a razor, and some razor blades. My electric razor doesn't work in this country. The electricity is no good here.
The problem is not with the electricity, it's with your razor. You see, you have to buy a converter for your razor.
Oh, no. Another problem.
I have an idea. Don't shave. After all, I have a beard, and women are crazy about me.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Зажигалка.
A lighter.
Сигареты.
Cigarettes.
Дезодорант.
Deodorant.
Электрическая бритва.
An electric razor.
Лезвие.
Razor blades.
Бритва.
A razor.
Не брейтесь.
Don't shave.
Борода.
A beard.
У фармаколога.
At the pharmacy counter.
Я думаю, что вы опоздали.
I believe you are late.
Аспирин. Пирамидон.
Aspirin.
Таблетки.
Pills.
Бинт. Повязки.
Band-aids.
Термометр.
Thermometer.
Тальк.
Talcum powder.
Булавки.
Safety pins.
Пеленки.
Diapers.
Теперь послушайте.
Mary goes to the drugstore to buy a few things. She asks for bandages, alcohol, and a thermometer. She tells the pharmacist that she has a headache, and he gives her some aspirin. She is putting on weight. She feels sick in the morning, and she is nauseous. The pharmacist says, I think that you need talcum powder, safety pins, and diapers.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Желудочное расстройство.
I need something for indigestion.
Prastuda, nasmrk.
I need something for a cold.
Zapur.
I need something for constipation.
Горло болит.
I need something for a sore throat.
Понос.
I have diarrhea.
Диабет.
I have diabetes.
Кашель.
I have a cough.
Жар, высокая температура.
I have a fever.
Головная боль.
I have a headache.
Судорога.
I have cramps.
Порез.
I have a cut.
Солнечный ожог.
I have a sunburn.
Грипп.
I have the flu.
Зубная боль.
I have a toothache.
Щелочь.
I would like to buy an antacid.
Антисептик.
I would like to buy an antiseptic.
Йод.
I would like to buy some iodine.
Бинт.
I would like to buy some bandages.
Вата.
I would like to buy some cotton.
Ножницы.
I would like to buy some scissors.
Слабительное средство.
I have to buy a laxative.
Гигиенические салфетки.
I have to buy sanitary napkins.
Тампоны.
I have to buy tampons.
Инсулин.
I have to buy insulin.
Микстура от кашля.
I have to buy cough syrup.
Урок номер 19. Стирка и химчистка.
Lesson number 19. Laundry and the dry cleaners.
Стиральная машина.
Washing machine.
Центрифуга.
A dryer.
В Соединенных Штатах намного дешевле делать стирку самим. Хотя возможно из номера гостиницы послать рубашки в стирку или костюм в химчистку. Это стоит довольно дорого. Вы можете делать стирку в ванной, как американцы, или поискать ландромат, место со стиральными машинами и центрифугами. Сузанна приехала в Америку учиться, и после первой недели ей обязательно надо стирать. В подвале студенческого общежития находится стиральная комната. Послушаем ее разговор.
Excuse me, can you please help me? How much detergent do I put in the machine to wash my lingerie?
Well, only half a cup for so little.
It is not enough.
Then she adds another cup of detergent.
Only half a cup. If you use more, you'll have problems.
Can you tell me how many coins I have to put in the dryer to use it? By the way, where is the slot?
You have to press this button. Then the machine starts. And it dries your clothes.
This is the first time I am washing my clothes at a laundromat. My mother always does my laundry at home.
Oh, are you a new student here? I am in the third year at the college.
Are you a student too? How wonderful! Can we get together to talk? I would like to ask many questions about college life.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Порошок для стирки.
Detergent.
Стирать.
To wash.
Дамское белье.
Lingerie.
Корзина.
Basket.
Центрифуга.
Dryer.
Монеты.
Coins.
Веревка для белья.
Clothesline.
Нажать кнопку.
To press the button.
Сушить.
To dry.
Вывешивать белье.
To hang clothes.
Студент, студентка.
A student.
Колледж.
College.
Зажимы для белья.
Clothespins.
Гладильная доска.
An ironing board.
Утюг.
An iron.
Жизнь.
Life.
Гостиница.
The hotel.
Прачечная.
The laundry.
Химчистка.
Dry cleaners.
Слушайте и повторяйте следующие предложения.
Do you have laundry service?
I have clothes to wash.
Can you sew a button on this shirt for me?
Can you mend the sleeve of this blouse for me?
I don't want starch in my underwear.
Can you iron this shirt again?
Can you take this suit to be dry cleaned?
Can you take out this stain?
Can I hang wet clothes in the bathroom?
Жалобы.
Complaints. John always sends his clothes to the hotel laundry and dry cleaners. However, this time there are problems. There is a mix-up. And many of the clothes that they return to him belong to another person. He goes to the manager to complain. In the first place, he never wears a bra or pantyhose. Besides, his shirts have too much starch, and one of them is completely ruined. It is scorched. He is also missing two socks. One is red and the other is green. The suit that is back from the dry cleaners still has a stain on the sleeve. He has a right to complain, doesn't he?
Слушайте и повторяйте. Жалобы.
Complaints.
Проблемы.
Problems.
Жаловаться.
To complain.
Пятно.
A stain.
I have a complaint.
There has been a mix-up.
These clothes belong to someone else.
This shirt has too much starch.
My clothes are ruined.
A button is missing.
There is a stain on these pants.
I am missing a pair of socks.
Урок номер 20. Парикмахерская.
Lesson number 20. The beauty parlor and the barber shop.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Женский салон.
Beauty parlor.
Перманент.
Permanent.
Мытье волос.
Hair wash.
Массаж лица.
A facial.
Маникюр.
A manicure.
Шампунь.
Shampoo.
Бигуди.
Rollers.
Причесываться.
To brush.
Щетка.
A hairbrush.
Послушайте разговор в женском салоне.
What would you like, madam?
A wash and set, please, and a touch-up. And can I also have a facial and a manicure?
You have a dark complexion, and your hair is also dark. What color would you like the rinse? The same color or a little darker?
A little lighter, please. I want curls on the sides and waves on top. Can you cut a little in the back? I don't like long hair.
Час спустя Джозефин смотрит на себя в зеркало и не верит своим глазам.
Oh, my goodness!
I am a blonde, and my hair is very short.
Слушайте и повторяйте следующие выражения. Укладка.
A set.
Подправка.
A touch-up.
Потемнее.
A little darker.
Посветлее.
A little lighter.
Кудри.
Curls.
Завитки.
Waves.
Подстригать.
To cut a little.
Длинные волосы.
Long hair.
Слушайте и повторяйте.
I would like to make an appointment for tomorrow.
I need a haircut.
Don't put hairspray on my hair.
I want bangs.
I wear my hair in a bun.
После мытья попросите, чтобы высушили волосы феном.
Can you please dry my hair with the blow dryer?
Как насчет новой модной прически?
Can you give me a new hairdo?
Пусть заплетут в косу.
Would you please braid my hair?
Вам только подправить? Попросите.
I'd like just a touch-up.
Пора покрасить волосы.
I need a color rinse.
У вас есть время на массаж и маникюр?
I would love a massage and manicure.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Брить.
To shave.
Электрическая бритва.
Clippers.
Бриться.
To shave oneself.
Бритва.
A razor.
Ножницы.
Scissors.
Лысый.
Bald.
Причесываться.
To comb.
Делать прическу.
To style.
Стрижка.
A haircut.
Подстригаться.
To trim.
Постригать.
To cut.
Усы.
A mustache.
Бакенбарды.
Sideburns.
Борода.
A beard.
Мужской салон.
The barber shop. Anthony goes to the barber shop because he needs a haircut. First, the barber shaves Anthony, and then he trims his beard, his mustache, and his sideburns with clippers. Later, he washes Anthony's hair and gives him a haircut. Anthony likes his hair very short, and the barber cuts a lot off the top and back. Anthony is very tired, and he falls asleep in the chair. The barber cuts more and more hair. Finally, he says, "That's it, sir." Anthony looks at himself in the mirror, and he sees that he is bald. "How much do I owe you?" he asks. The barber says, "You can pay me for 6 haircuts. I think that you won't come back very soon."
Повторите предложение и составьте отрицательные формы.
Trim my beard. Don't trim my beard.
Bring me some wine. Don't bring me any wine.
Close the door. Don't close the door.
Carry the suitcase. Don't carry the suitcase.
Послушайте и дайте утвердительные формы.
Don't give me more soup. Give me more soup.
Don't wash the clothes. washed the clothes.
Don't turn left here. Turn left here.
Don't try on the red dress. Try on the red dress.
Урок номер 21. Газетный киоск и канцелярские товары.
Lesson number 21. The newsstand and the office supply store.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Газетный киоск.
The newsstand.
Канцелярские товары.
The office supply store.
Магазин табак.
The tobacco store.
Газета.
The newspaper.
Журнал.
The magazine.
Открытки.
Postcards.
Авиамарки.
Airmail stamps.
Пачка сигарет.
A pack of cigarettes.
Послушайте разговор у киоска.
Excuse me. Do you have newspapers in Russian?
Yes, we have several from Moscow and St. Petersburg.
I would also like to buy some postcards.
Here are some nice views of the city.
Do you sell airmail stamps?
No, but you can buy them at the post office.
And cigarettes? I would like to buy a pack of American cigarettes.
You can get them at the grocery store or at the tobacco shop.
And do you have some magazines with photos? People, for example. It is not for me. It is for my grandfather.
Yes, of course.
I will take the newspaper, the postcards, and the magazine. How much do I owe you?
$3 even. Thank you, and have a nice day.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Некоторые.
Several.
Виды.
Views.
Фото.
Photos.
Например.
For example.
Конечно.
Of course.
Сколько с меня?
How much do I owe you?
Ровно.
Even.
Thank you. And have a nice day.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Шариковая ручка.
A ballpoint pen.
Карандаш.
A pencil.
Бумага для писем.
Stationery.
Конверт.
An envelope.
Блокнот.
A notepad.
Тетрадь.
A notebook.
Скотч.
Tape.
Шпагат.
String.
Послушайте о магазине, где продают канцелярские товары.
At the office supply store. If I need a ballpoint pen and a pencil, I go to the office supply store. If I want to write a letter, I use stationery and I put the letter in an envelope. They also sell notebooks at the office supply store. I can write notes in a notebook or on a notepad. If I want to wrap a package, I need tape, string, and wrapping paper. In order to ask for something, I say, I would like to buy, or, excuse me, do you have...
Слушайте вопросы и повторяйте ответы.
What time do you wake up?
I wake up at 7 o'clock.
Do you eat breakfast when you get up?
Yes, I eat breakfast when I get up.
What time do you get up on Sundays?
On Sundays, I get up at noon.
Do you wake up easily?
No, I don't wake up easily.
Do you like to get up early or late?
I like to get up late.
Помогите этому человеку. Повторяйте, куда и как надо идти.
Go to the right along this street. To the corner where the dry cleaner is.
Then turn to the left. And go straight ahead. At the first intersection, there is a pharmacy.
Pass the pharmacy and continue one block to the next intersection.
Then turn right.
At the next corner, take the street on the left.
Walk straight ahead.
Turn to the left at the first intersection. And continue to the end of the street. The tobacco shop is on the corner at the left.
Урок номер 22. Ювелир и часовщик.
Lesson number 22. The jeweler and the watchmaker.
Послушайте наш разговор у ювелира.
How can I help you, sir?
I would like to buy something for my wife. A bracelet or perhaps a gold ring.
I can show you these bracelets and these silver rings.
No, I don't like silver. I prefer gold.
Are you interested in a pin, or perhaps a necklace?
No. Can you show me some earrings?
Certainly. Perhaps you would like these pendant earrings.
Yes, and a ring, and a gold chain, too.
Excellent. The earrings, this ring, and this chain all match.
Very good. I'll take them. How much do I owe you?
$500.
$500. Thank you, anyway.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Я хотела бы купить...
I would like to buy...
Браслет.
A bracelet.
Пожалуй.
Perhaps...
Золотое кольцо.
A gold ring.
Серебро.
Silver.
Брошь.
A pin, a brooch.
Ожерелье.
A necklace.
Серьги.
Earrings.
Брелок.
A pendant.
Цепочка.
A chain.
Отлично.
Excellent.
Я их возьму.
I'll take them.
Слушайте и повторяйте новые слова. Часовщик.
The watchmaker.
Будильник.
The alarm clock.
Наручные часы.
A wristwatch.
Ремонт часов.
Watchmaker's shop.
Можно эти часы починить?
Can you repair this watch?
Можно их почистить?
Can you clean it?
Мои часы спешат.
My watch is fast.
Мои часы отстают.
My watch is slow.
Мои часы стоят.
My watch stopped.
Мои часы не работают.
My watch doesn't work.
Начало и конец дня.
The beginning and the end of the day.
Когда вы просыпаетесь?
I wake up every morning at 6 o'clock.
Когда вы встаете?
I don't get up until 7:30.
Когда вы ложитесь спать?
I usually go to bed at 11 o'clock.
Когда вы засыпаете?
I usually go to sleep or fall asleep before midnight.
Послушайте текст о часах.
My wristwatch doesn't run well. One day it is fast, the next day it is slow. Today it stopped completely and I can't wind it. I am going to take it to the watchmaker's and the watchmaker will repair it. He will also clean it. If I have to leave it, the watchmaker will give me a receipt.
Урок номер 23.
Lesson number 23.
Магазин подарки, музыка, фотография.
The gift shop, the music store, the photography shop.
Слушайте внимательно разговор в магазине подарки.
Can I help you?
I am looking for a gift. Something typically American. A souvenir from the United States.
For a man or a woman?
For a woman.
Perhaps a scarf. A leather purse. Perfume.
How much is the silk scarf?
$50.
Can you show me another? A less expensive one?
Of course. This cotton scarf costs much less, $12.
That is still too much.
But, madam, in your country, a scarf like this would cost twice as much. You can sell it, and you will double your money.
In that case, I am going to take a dozen.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Подарок.
A gift.
Типично американское.
Typically American.
Сувенир.
A souvenir.
Из Соединенных Штатов.
From the United States.
Другой.
Another.
Менее дорогой.
A less expensive one.
Два раза.
Twice.
В том случае.
In that case.
Теперь смотрите на картинки, слушайте и повторяйте. Ковер.
A rug.
Приборы из серебра.
Silverware.
Шарф.
A scarf.
Кольцо.
A ring.
Сумка.
A purse.
Бумажник.
A wallet.
Картина.
A painting.
Брелок.
A charm.
Кольцо для ключей.
A key ring.
Чек.
A receipt.
Духи.
Perfume.
Господин Смирнов в магазине музыка. Послушаем.
Mr. Smirnov likes classical music very much, but he doesn't have too much money. Every Saturday he takes the bus or the subway and he goes to a record store in another section of the city. He chooses three or four records, goes to a booth, and listens to the music of his favorite composers for 2 or 3 hours. Then he returns home very happy. However, when he gets there, he hears another kind of music coming from his neighbor's house. It is his neighbor's son's rock group. This is a nightmare for poor Mr. Smirnov, who is a fan of Mozart and Beethoven.
Слушайте и повторяйте новые слова. Магазин пластинок или музыки?
The music store.
Радио.
A radio.
Телевизор.
A television.
Аудио CD.
A CD player.
Видеоплеер.
VCR. A video cassette recorder.
Магнитофон.
A tape recorder.
Видеокассета.
A video cassette.
Кассета.
A cassette.
Компакт-диски.
Compact discs, CDs.
Классическая музыка.
Classical music.
Популярная музыка.
Popular music.
Теперь послушайте разговор о музыке.
What can I do for you?
I would like to buy a hit song. It is for my grandson.
Does he like classical music, country music, or is he a rock fan?
He likes only rock music.
Then you should get this CD. It is a big hit with young people this year.
Okay, I am going to take it, but personally, I can't stand that kind of music. They always play it too loud. Oh, do you also sell earmuffs?
Слушайте и повторяйте.
What can I do for you?
I would like to buy a hit song.
Does he like classical music?
Country music?
Is he a rock fan?
It is a big hit with young people.
Personally, I can't stand that kind of music.
Ателье фотография.
The photo shop.
Послушайте.
Can you develop this roll of film?
Do you want slides?
No, only prints.
You can come by to pick them up the day after tomorrow. Here is your receipt.
I would also like to buy a roll of 35mm film with 24 exposures. There are so many pretty girls on the street today, and I want to take their pictures. I am going home now to look for my camera.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Фотограф.
The photographer.
Проявлять.
To develop.
Заходить.
To come by.
Послезавтра.
The day after tomorrow.
Так много красивых девушек.
So many pretty girls.
Снимать, фотографировать.
To take pictures.
Пленка, фильм.
Film.
Отпечаток.
A print.
Увеличение.
An enlargement.
Слайды.
Slides.
Фотоаппарат.
A camera.
Батарейка.
A battery.
Фотоателье.
The photoshop.
Давай, давайте.
Let's. Let us.
Let's go for a walk.
Let's buy a newspaper.
Let's take a train trip.
Let's take pictures.
Урок номер 24. Сапожник и оптик.
Lesson number 24. The shoemaker and the optometrist.
Послушайте наш рассказ.
To get acquainted with a foreign city, you have to do a lot of walking. For example, you might want to visit the important monuments in different parts of the city. These are things that you cannot appreciate fully from a bus or a taxi. Since you have to walk so much, you must wear a comfortable pair of shoes. If your feet hurt, how can you walk a lot? In this case, you have to talk to the shoemaker.
Теперь слушайте и повторяйте. Знакомиться.
To get acquainted.
Иностранный город.
A foreign city.
Важные памятники.
Important monuments.
Разные части.
Different parts.
Оценивать полностью.
Appreciate fully.
Удобные.
Comfortable.
Ноги болят.
My feet hurt.
Сапожник.
The shoemaker.
Шнурок.
A shoelace.
Сандалия.
A sandal.
Обувь.
Shoes.
Послушайте разговор у сапожника.
Good afternoon. Can you repair this shoe? The heel is broken.
No, I'm sorry, but it is plastic, and it is impossible to repair it. I can put another heel on it if you want. When do you need these shoes?
Tomorrow, if possible. I am only going to be here until the day after tomorrow. I am a tourist.
Come back tomorrow after 4 p.m., but before 8 p.m. I close at 8. By the way, how is it possible to break a heel like this?
I am a folk dancer, and at times I stamp my feet too hard.
Повторяйте следующее выражение. Добрый день.
Good afternoon.
Каблук.
The heel.
Мне жаль.
I'm sorry.
После.
After.
До.
Before.
Впрочем.
By the way.
Повторяйте полные предложения.
The woman's heel is broken.
The broken heel is made of plastic.
The shoemaker cannot repair the broken heel.
The woman will only be in the city until the day after tomorrow.
She must pick up her shoes tomorrow after 4 o'clock.
The shoemaker closes the store at 8 o'clock.
The woman is a folk dancer.
At times, she stamps her feet too hard.
У оптика. Ремонт очков.
At the optometrist.
Слушайте и повторяйте новые слова. Оптик.
The optometrist.
Разбитые очки.
Broken glasses.
Линза.
The lens.
Рамка.
The frame.
Теперь послушайте разговор у оптика.
The frame and one of the lenses are broken. Don't you see?
Very well, calm down. You can sit down here. I can repair your glasses in a few minutes if you have the prescription for the lenses.
Unfortunately, I don't have the prescription.
Then I am sorry, but I cannot help you. Don't you have other eyeglasses or contact lenses?
Other glasses, no. But I do have a contact lens, but only one lens.
Then you can put the contact lens on one eye and close the other eye. That way you will see well.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Вы не видите?
Don't you see?
Успокойтесь.
Calm down.
Вы можете сесть.
You can sit down.
Несколько минут.
A few minutes.
Рецепт.
The prescription.
К сожалению.
Unfortunately.
Контактные линзы.
Contact lenses.
Закрыть глаза.
Close your eyes.
Бытовые услуги.
Essential services.
Урок номер 25. Банк.
Lesson number 25. The bank.
Послушайте разговор между Петром и Павлом.
When I buy things, I always give the clerk a bill, and he gives me change. Now I have all these coins, and I don't know how much money I have.
Well, let's count the coins. Then you will know.
These big silver ones are quarters. I know them, because you use them in the telephones.
4 quarters equal $1. You have 18 quarters, so you have $4.50 there.
These silver ones in the middle are nickels. They are worth 5 cents, right?
Right. You need 20 of them to equal $1. How many do you have?
I have only 15 of these. That is 75 cents.
And what about the small silver coins?
These are dimes. There are 10 dimes in a dollar. I have 26 of them, so I have $2.60.
And finally, the pennies. How many of them do you have?
The clerk always gives me lots of pennies and change. Let's see. I have 43 pennies. That is 43 cents.
Now, if we add it all together, you have $8.28.
Let's take it to the bank and ask for bills instead. This change is too heavy.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Дорожные чеки.
Traveler's checks.
Работник банка.
Bank employee.
Наличные.
Cash.
Окошко касса.
Teller's window.
Кассир.
The teller.
Деньги.
Money.
Приходный ордер.
Deposit slip.
Расходный ордер.
Withdrawal slip.
Заем.
A loan.
Начальник отделения.
Manager.
Чековая книжка.
A checkbook.
Банк.
The bank.
Послушайте разговор в банке.
Good morning, sir. My wife and I have just arrived in New York. We need to exchange some traveler's checks. You're going to have a good time at a nightclub tonight.
I need to see your passport.
Why?
To identify you.
I would like to exchange 3,000 rubles. What is the rate today?
I don't know, sir, but I will ask the manager. He will know.
Can you cash the checks?
Well, since I don't know the rate of exchange, I don't know whether we will have enough money in the bank.
Слушайте и повторяйте следующие выражения. Доброе утро.
Good morning.
Мы только что приехали.
We have just arrived.
Обменять.
To exchange.
Веселиться.
To have a good time.
Ночной клуб.
A nightclub.
Какой сегодня курс?
What is the rate today?
Я не знаю.
I do not know.
Как по-английски «мы только что приехали»?
We have just arrived.
Она только что поела.
She has just eaten.
Слушайте и повторяйте. Я только что пришел.
I have just come.
Мы только что купили дом.
We have just bought a house.
Она только что ушла.
She has just left.
Вы только что говорили.
You have just spoken.
Чтобы продолжить эту программу, переверните кассету сейчас.